Blog Talk Radio.
I'm the old I need be.
Y'all better pray with me. I said he picked me up and turned me around, y'all. He picked me up and turned me around. One day he picked me up and turned me around. I said he my friend, oh, the blood of Jesus. I promise I'm gonna sing some more of this stuff in a minute. Oh, the blood of Jesus. Oh. Reaches to the highest mountain, ooh, and it flows to the Lord his valley. Oh, 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 the blood that gives me strength. From day, my God, today, da, 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 it will never
ever, ever lose. It will never, never, ever lose. Never lose its power, power, wonder-working power in the blood. I'm gonna leave y'all in a minute. Of the Lamb, oh, there is power, power, wonder-working power in the precious blood of the Lamb.
Y'all, can we keep singing them songs in the church? Oh, God. I just feel like having church this song. I know we ain't got all night, but just touch somebody real fast for me and tell them, say, neighbor, there's still power in the blood. Some of y'all still ain't talking to nobody. I see you looking at me. Just touch somebody, tell them, say, neighbor, neighbor, neighbor. There's still power in the blood of Jesus. Oh, y'all ain't saying it like y'all did, man. Just touch somebody real fast and tell them, say, neighbor. Your power. I know some of y'all think I'm crazy. I'm not crazy. I just love him. That's all. Just look at somebody and tell them, say, neighbor, I'm not crazy. I just love the God that I serve. I wonder if there's anybody in this house other than me that can make that declaration right now. Just look at somebody and tell them, neighbor, I'm not crazy.
be not afraid. Only trust in Him. Oh, be not afraid. Only trust in Him. Oh, be not afraid. Only trust in Him. Can you help me say, lift it up. Only trust in Him.
Only trust in Him.
Be not afraid.
Be not afraid.
Only trust in Him.
Only trust in Him.
Listen, listen. Your faith in me, you hope. Your life is in His hands. Be not afraid.
About what God is doing, and God is good, and He is worthy to be praised. I'm telling you, you are now tuned in to Taking It Back by Storm Part 2, live right here on the Angels of Melody with your host, Angel on Deck, along with my cousin, Dr. Rhoda Bird. And we just thank God for his many, many blessings. A lot of you all heard our program on Tuesday, and it was red hot, and we're looking for more of that going on tonight. So I'm telling you, I'm just so excited. So excited. We thank God for all of you listening in. You heard at the very beginning that was Pastor Marvin Sapp in the hymn medley, and also the prayer you heard along with the song that was Bishop Kibiatu in the blood prayer and Be Not Afraid song by Paul Avery. And so we just thank God for all of Africa tonight listening in, to all of those that are here in the States, in America, in the cities and states. We want to say God bless to all of Hong Kong. God bless you in China. God bless to all of our family in Switzerland on tonight, those that are in the UK, those that are in Italy, those that are in Mexico. We want to say God bless those in Germany tonight. God bless you everywhere, Trinidad, Tobago, Barbados, where are you? God bless you. We thank God for you listening in, all of Jamaica. We want to say God bless to everywhere around the world, even in Malaysia. God bless. We thank God for what he is doing and how he is steady yet moving by his spirit. I am so honored. I'm telling you just that, you know, to be in the living on tonight. So many people are leaving here. So many people are dying. I mean, I've been getting all kind of requests to pray for families because people losing their fathers and children dying and people getting killed. I mean, there's just so much going on. But I thank God that we are still yet standing. And even when we drive throughout the day, that his blood is over us. And I'm just grateful on tonight. And right now, I'm seeing on the line we have some callers. I see we have our brother Blaine on with us. And also we have Prophet Marcus Seabrooks. And we have Dr. Rhoda Bird. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to open up with Dr. Rhoda Bird, let her have some words, and we're going to click on Prophet and our brother Blaine as well. So let me click them on. Hey, how are you, Dr. Bird?
Hey, praise the Lord, everybody. Woo, God is good.
Yes,
all the
he
time
is.
And all the time, he is good. Ain't that right?
That is right. Amen.
Praise you,
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Amen. I'm going to click on, right along with you, Dr. Bird, I'm going to click on Prophet Marcus Seabrooks. How are you?
God bless you, woman of God, Dr. Bird, and everyone listening. Hello, how you doing tonight?
We doing good, doing good. I think we got Blaine still on with us. Blaine, are you there?
Yes, I am. Hi, everybody. How are you tonight?
We're doing good.
Fantastic. I'm looking forward to a really good program tonight, and I'm really looking forward to God showing up in miraculous ways at this conference this week. And I just know from some of what I've seen and being a part of putting this conference together that it is sure to be one huge success, and I'm really expecting God to show up with some healing miracles and just basically looking for him to show up and show out in Jesus' name.
Yes. I'm so excited. I can't wait till tomorrow. I can't wait. So we're in celebration. I'm in celebration right now. I just thank the Lord. Dr. Bird, I'm going to go ahead and let you, we're all on the line with you. So we're going to go ahead and let you start this off by talking about tomorrow, all of this weekend, what's going on. For those that are listening in that may not even know what's happening.
Well, we just want to give honor and glory to God, for this is a day that he has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. The kickoff has already begun, and again I say it has already begun. This conference is going to be like none other. I tell you, I have truly understood when the scripture said the battle is not yours, it's the Lord's, and that power belongs to God. He has has showed up and showed out time after time after time after time. And we are so grateful for all that he has done and that he's doing. I thank God for none other than the doctor one with us today, Dr. Seabrook, who has been, oh my goodness, been like my rock. You know, Moses had two people to hold up his arm, and Blaine's been on one, and Dr. Seabrook's been on the other. And I praise God for men of valor, for men who love the Lord, for men who are passionate about God's people, because day in and day out, either they're praying with me, encouraging me, or, again, Blaine and I have done a lot of work. We just left the hotel. We are excited, people of God, because Brent Taylor is less than an hour and a half away. He is going to be calling in tonight. We are so excited. We got a text from Prophetess Sharonda Turner will be here at 1 p.m. The Eagle will land at 1 p.m. Prophetess Portia has texted me. She will be here She will be here sometime tomorrow. She is coming on the line. Our wonderful dancer, prophetic ministerial dancer, Carla Schubeck, will be calling in tonight. We're going to have a glorious time of the Lord. I'm telling you, come expect it. And I promise you, even if you ain't expecting, trust me, something is going to happen. Something is going to happen. Your life will never, ever, ever be the same. And Jesus Christ, the superstar, is going to meet you at your appointed need. This is your appointed time, and this is your turn. I'm not saying that as a cliche, because the text we came up under today let me know that we got the victory already before the conference ever starts. So you come expecting and no manifestations are falling this weekend. You hear me? The latter and the former rain will be there. The storm, the weather for this weekend is storm, fire, wind, and rain. You can expect the very elements of the Spirit of God to be present at this conference, because he is meeting us according to our faith. It's going to be unto us according to our faith. It's going to be unto us. And we know faith come by hearing, hearing by the word of God. The word of God will be present to elevate your faith. Worship is going to set the atmosphere for the presence of God to just come on in and just actually just saturate us. I tell you, I'm excited, woman of God. I'm looking for great and mighty things. The Bible says miracles, signs, and wonders follow those that believe. And we got some believers that's going to be in the house this weekend. You better believe that.
That's right. That's right. That is right. This is just, it almost feels like a wedding celebration, you know.
Uh-oh, you're talking good now.
I'm serious.
Well, I'm looking at it as being a wedding coordinator. That makes me very, very happy. It's a wedding celebration, which makes someone like me ecstatic. It's so much going on. Seriously, I'm just overwhelmed, you know, tonight. It's just, you know, it's really breathtaking. And like I said, it feels like a wedding, like a day of really just some serious greatness. Can't describe it, but I'm just looking for a high time. I'm telling you, I'm just looking forward a high time. This is a great, to me, a great way of ending out of this month and also going into the new and keeping on new in each month. And I'm just thanking God. I had someone tell me on yesterday how they were going through, and I said, you know what? I said, I'm going through, but I'm going through in happiness. I'm going through in joy. All that sadness and all of that stuff is over. I said, because in going through, God is with us. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And we need to believe that. That's the only way, Dr. Bird, that we are going to receive our overflow. To go through these storms that I have now gone through, it's like God is teaching me each day through these storms what's going on and giving me an outlook and an outline of it and how I have to act going through it. But when I come out, my God, I'm going to be like a mad woman.
Come on now. Now, you know, you're pretty bad already. ready now. You pretty bad, or you will get the devil running now. You get him running. You get him running. You
well,
pretty
I'm
bad
telling you,
right
I
now,
feel good.
There.
And I thank God. I thank God for you all tonight. I'm so excited. I cannot wait to see everyone tomorrow. I'm just excited. Like I said, people are excited all over the world in the countries. They are looking forward to not only just seeing us through the web, but also they're looking forward to hearing us. They are ready and excited. I've gotten a lot of people, even in Africa, that are going to be listening in. People all over the world are saying,
yes,
post up the link. We want to click on. They don't care what time of night it is, their time, but they want to click on. Be a part.
Wow.
And so I'm just grateful, you know, for that. I'm very, very grateful. And so I want to ask Dr. Seabrooks anything you would like to say.
You know, you were talking about going through the storm, you know, and I was listening to you. But, you know, the storm is created to bring promotion. So with
Amen.
Every storm comes the promotion. I was reading in Acts, and as I was reading in Acts, I was reading about Paul when he was caught in the Euroclid down in the northeast to one of the worst storms that you can experience in the open sea. And after the storm was over, when the devil couldn't kill him in the storm, then a viper latched onto him, and the viper couldn't kill him. But it was a purpose design. The promotion was that God had just really literally took him to another level. The next level he was taken to was to go into an island. There were the people there were barbarous. They were cannibalistic in nature. And what happened is, and I'm going to bring you out when I say this, and so he goes to the leader of the island and publicists, and he had what we call dysentery. Now it was called the bloody flux then. Laid hands on him and he got healed. The more you go through in your life, the greater the anointing that you have. And the greater the anointing draws the bullseye on your back. The enemy is always looking to attack you, to distract you. He can't kill you, but he can distract you from the purpose God has. He takes you out of the way, so it takes you that much longer to get there. So in this conference, I'm going to say this. This conference, I thank God for Dr. Rosenberg. This is my rebirthing.
Yeah.
Because I have been through hell already with gasoline underclothes on, okay? But I'm not smoking, I'm not burned, and I don't look like what I have been through. So I rejoice in my God. So all I'm saying simplistically is those who have an ear, you need to tune into this conference. You need to listen. You need to look at the streaming because there's people there that have something for everybody.
Yes, that's good.
Everybody. It's like the collard greens my mother used to make. You know, I had a grandmother who liked a little soft pork. Somebody liked a ham hock. They didn't have smoked turkey then in those days. But something was in there for everybody's pleasure. So this conference is a mixed bag, but it's an anointed mixed bag.
Yeah.
So God is going to do the fantastic. I'm so excited for my sister. I thank God for her and Blaine. I thank God for her. Because she didn't have to call me. Look, I'm not the only prophet. I'm not retarded. I mean, you know, she could have called multiple people, but God used her to choose me.
Yeah.
And so with that, I'm grateful to God. I'm grateful to Dr. Bird because I could have still been sitting around doing nothing. Nobody knows my story. And I'm going to share this with the listening audience and evangelists. I want you to do this too.
Okay.
Just before she called me, because the church has not wanted to deal with me because of the prophetic and the healing and deliverance mantle, and they tried to clip my wings and I wasn't doing anything, I looked at a shotgun that I had. I'm just going to tell the truth. I decided one night that I was going to end it. It wasn't nothing else to live for. I didn't see it. I felt how God was trying to kill himself. But you never know what one phone call could do to change your life.
My God.
If she hadn't obeyed the Holy Ghost, I wouldn't be having this conversation with you now.
My God.
That woman of God called me, found me, just on the verge of committing suicide. I was getting ready to load it up one time, and it was going to be all over. And she called me, and she said, Marcus, I've been looking for you. I never told you, when I got off the phone, tears came to my eyes, and I told God, thank you. So I appreciate this woman. I would lay my life down for Dr. Bird. And I mean that.
But Tom, you know,
that
I have
two of us. That definitely makes two of us. I was, you know, I'm so glad that God has used Dr. Bird just so into not only my life, but hundreds and thousands of people's lives all across the world. And I'm just thankful that there are still people on this earth that really love God and really choose to obey His voice. Because believe you me, when Rhoda first met me, I was nothing compared to what I am now. I'm pretty sure she looked at me like, God, how is it you?
I have to tell a story, you know, about this. And I want to encourage the people, God, Dr. Seabrook said something very powerful. You know, it's important to be an encouragement to one another. I have known him for over 3 years. And the one thing, when I think of Dr. Seabrook, the one word I think of is consistent. He's always been the same. He's down to earth. He's loving. He's real. He's anointed, but he's real. And what had happened was I was on a 3-day fast. And I had got some news of some prophecies that he had gave several years ago. You know, nowadays, we get prophecies, and you know, Tanya, we still waiting on some of them.
I know.
The time, you know, we got live on the air. We was gonna be, hey, you know, Tanya, we got live on the air. We was gonna be millionaires in 30 days. I'm gonna need that to come to pass today.
That's right.
But anyway, and that was 2 years ago, and I'm still waiting on the blessing. But anyway,
that's right. You
but
are right.
We think, but with the man of God, we get time periods on things. Some things just had to happen. I had a dream about a man of God, and I told Seabrook, and he laughed. I'm all hysterical, crying like, oh, God, and he's cracking up laughing. He said, you know, Rhoda, it's not what you think it is. And he interpreted it, and when I tried to share it, at that time that person wasn't in the position to receive it because they weren't actually doing some contractual agreements at that time. I got a text not too long ago that dream I had last year came to pass. And so what happened was I kept getting testimonies and testimonies after testimonies of different things that God had did for different people. And I went on a fast and I said, God, I can't find him. I said, Jesus, wherever he is, have him contact me. This is what I told the Lord. And Dr. Seabrook said he was sitting in his room somewhere, and the Lord told him to go on Facebook. And when he went on Facebook, that's when we connected, you know, as far as phone number, and I called him. And because my heart's desire was to encourage him, I felt that he needed to be encouraged. And little did I know this testimony until he shared it with me not too long ago. Then he got even more detail today. See, that's what I love about people who are transparent. We don't always have it together. You know what I'm saying? The attack
That's
of
right.
the enemy and the warfare that goes through our mind can be horrendous. So much is given, much is it's required. And so in the middle of him giving and giving and giving, sometimes we get empty. You know, I thought about Jesus when he healed those 9 people and only one turned around to say thank you. I said, Father, let me always be the one that turn around and say thank you. I don't ever want to just get something from you and not turn around and say thank you. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So many times we don't really value and treasure the sacrifices that men and women of God make every day to be anointed and to be holy. We're not perfect, and nobody's trying to, you know, the Bible says our righteousness is that filthy rag. We're not perfect, but we do love and serve a perfect God. And so it is important to encourage leadership because I love my brother. I mean, he's irreplaceable. You're irreplaceable. You know, that song says, I love you. I need you to survive. I won't harm you with words of my mouth. I love you. I need you to survive. We don't need to just sing it. We need to be not just hearers of the word, but doers of the word. Hallelujah.
Right.
Thank you, Jesus. The word said, touch not my anointing, do my prophet no harm. He ain't even getting into half of the horror stories he's had because he's learned the importance of forgiveness. See, he's not going to have his prayers held up because the Bible said when you pray, if you have an ought against somebody, you might as well not even pray. You might as well just let it go. You got to get rid of them all. So he chooses.
going to be ignite day. If you need to be ignited, if you need to have that fire relit in you, if you need God to explode in your life, you want to make sure you in tune with this blog talk. You want to make sure you get on www.blaineirving.com, and that's BlaineIrving.com, because there's a streamer already on this page, or you can go to Fit for the King, which is Fit, the number four, the King of Kings. .com. That's Fit, the number four, thekingofkings.com. You want to make it to one of those websites, or you want to make it to Evangelist Tanya Johnson, Angel Melody's Facebook page, because your life is never going to be the same. You are in for a treat. I heard the Holy Ghost speak when Dr. Marcus was talking. Expect the unexpected.
That's right.
Take the limits off your thinking. Take the limits off your thinking, because the limit of how you perceive God is hindering you from coming into the full manifestations of your miracle. The evangelist thing, your miracle is now. Well, according to your faith being unto you, you got to believe that faith.
That's right.
You got to believe that thing. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. I'm getting a text from Brett Taylor. He said he's on the line. Praise you, Jesus. Nope, you don't need to call, Brett. Hallelujah. He said, do I need a call? He said, I'm on the line. You don't need no call.
I'm not knowing what number Brent is calling from. Is it a 248 number? Because I'm seeing Prophetess Portia Owens is on with us as well.
Glory.
So let's see if this
is. He said
is...
yes. He just texted me back. He said yes. That's him.
Okay. I'm going to click him on. Hi, Brent Taylor. How are you?
Good. How are y'all doing?
Good. Yeah, my bad.
Y'all excited just a little bit. I'm excited about it. God is
you know what?
Awesome stuff.
You know what, Brent? This is an awesome treat to know that you are a part of this as well. You probably know my face when you see me, but you was at a brother of ours, Rayshon Wilder's birthday. Birthday guest that he had at the college.
Yes. And
I'm telling you, I was blessed that night when you were there singing. I'm telling you, it was just a blessing. Definitely a blessing.
Wow, thank you. I'm just so humble. I'm excited. I just want y'all to keep on continuing. I'm driving my way back down from Kentucky. We have a ministry team coming in from Kentucky. We just want to be part and serve. We're just excited to be part of everything. God is doing some awesome stuff for y'all. So what is on y'all's heart? I want to get in the moment.
And he wants to get in the moment.
Get in the moment.
Well, you know what? I am really excited. I know that it is going to be a blast from heaven. I'm telling you, as I posted up the other day, that God is doing some miraculous thing, and it's just awesome. It's just awesome to know that. I really know that the atmosphere is already set.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's already set. And I'm feeling it now as if it's happening right now. So I can just imagine when our feet step into place. I'm telling you, it's going to be an awesome move. I'm feeling it now. It's like just an overwhelming of joy.
Yeah.
It's definitely.
I agree. I think the moment is that we think we're in a time continuum. We don't realize God is functioning in now. And so even though we're now, and then now when we get there. So most people are waiting on the atmosphere to change when they get to the, instead of coming prepared for the atmosphere to already be changed in the moment. God didn't set up a timeline for anything. He said now faith. So as we function in the now faith of this explosive conference, this explosive moment, it's really just tapping into what's already going on in the heavens.
That's right. That is right. You know what? Let's see what our sister, I see that she's on. Let's see all of us are on. Prophetess Portia Owens, how are you?
Bless you, woman of God. How are you?
I'm doing good. It's been a while since because you've been on the radio and while since we talked, and it's going to be a wonderful time seeing you face to face. Oh, my God.
I am super excited. I'm telling you, I'm super excited. Oh, man, it's awesome. We haven't spoken in a while now, but I thank God that that we'll be seeing each other soon. I just want to greet everyone that is online here tonight. I was just sitting back and I was just enjoying, and I heard the excitement that is in the atmosphere. It's a great excitement about this conference that is coming up. And I know it's going to be a blessing to many lives. Many lives are going to be turned and many lives are going to be changed. You know, great, I sense great deliverances. I sense a great move and shifting in the atmosphere where God is going to be doing, you know, deliverances in various different dimensions, even in healing. Those I see where many will be healed in various different ways.
That's right.
I don't know if you can hear. I'm hearing some sound, some feedback. I hope you can hear me clearly.
Yeah, we can hear you. We can hear you very clearly. Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah, so I'm super excited. We were running around today and trying to get things tightened up on this end, you know, being that I'm not going to be here for the weekend. You know, just trying to set things to flow in the right way as if I'm here, and just excited to come out there and to fellowship with you guys. I just know that something awesome is gonna take place. It's gonna really, really bless lives. I'm serious. It's gonna really bless lives.
You know, each day, all the meetings that I see that you have set there, I see quite a few. But I know that God is going to show up in an unusual way.
Yeah.
I feel a wave of deliverance, Lord of God. I feel a great wave of deliverance is going to come in. Even today we were praying. And while we were praying, I just flowed me a little bit because when I speak, I hear a lot of feedback, so I can't hear you unless I stop talking. You there with me?
Okay, it was you picking up for a minute, but now we can hear you.
Glory, thank God. Amen. Yeah, as I was saying, today we were praying, and I was picking up some things on the conference, is that, you know, the enemy is upset. The devil is mad. He's mad.
Yeah.
Because I'm telling you, the move that God, the wind that is about to come into that direction. It's a shift. It's going to cause things. It's going to cause some things to be aligned. It's going to bring clarity into some lines. And God is going to begin to speak. He's going to begin to speak, and he's going to bring some stuff into alignment into what he's doing in this time. Even as we have entered the last portion of the year, the last 6 months of the year, we're going to see a move of God like never before. We're going to see a lot of confirmation concerning things that we have spoken to you in prophetically. You're going to begin to see things manifest because God is not a man that he should lie. He can't lie. Whatever he says, he means. And whatever he means, he says. So whenever God brings a voice, whenever God is doing something like this and he's bringing voices together to speak, it's because you are closer to the blessing than you were before.
Yeah. That's right.
Are you there? Yeah.
Yes,
it's going to bring some clarity to some minds and some stuff that was hanging and lingering. And, you know, when I look at the theme, taking it back by storm, you know, the enemy has used various different ways and things of destroying and trying to take away the blessings, but God is the God of all storms.
Yes.
And when he blows that wind is coming with blessing. It's like a tsunami of wind coming in with blessing of all different sorts for the people of God.
That's right.
Hello?
Yes, we're here. That's right.
So when I spoke to Dr. Rhoda, I sense so much excitement. I sense so much excitement that we as well are here in Queens, New York. We are here and we're excited about the move of God that will be taking place there. We just want to come and just celebrate the greatness of God in your life.
Yeah.
And I'm just excited to come and meet you face to face finally, because you're doing a great work on the blog talk. I see you keep going despite of the arrows that the enemy has sent in your direction. You kept going. And I know God is going to do something great. Yeah.
That's right. You know what? You are so right about it, because a lot of things have tried to come. But you know, just like I tell people, you know, you got to stay on that devil's head. Seriously, he's tried to come in many, many times. But
I know.
As Dr. Bird knows, you know, I don't mind doing drive-bys in his
campaign. Yes. I like that one. Amen. Amen. I know. I'm going to use that word sometimes.
Yes.
I'm going to use that word sometimes.
No, he may not be playing, but I'm not playing either. And that's what I'm here to show.
Amen.
And you know what I'm saying? Because he don't care about us. He don't care about how he tried to attack us. So I always tell people we have to learn how to do some serious drive-bys in your camp. Seriously. And we have to use that word of God as a gauge and aim and shoot and don't miss. I'm telling you, every time we got in contact with an attack, we come to it.
It's true.
And that's what I've been fighting. And I've let him know I'm going to keep shooting until you blown the pieces. I'm serious.
Amen. You know what, woman of God, I was saying that even that, you know, that tenacious anointing that is on you to keep going. You have to remember that, you know, you said the kingdom of heaven suffers violence. But it's the violence that taketh it by force. And we can't have no soft spirit, no, you know, pity party in the devil. Ain't none of that happening here. You got to really get serious. You know, I have the attitude like a pit bull to take back what he stole from you. You know, I'm not giving up my joy. No. I'm not coming this far to lose my joy, lose my hope. And so that's what God is doing. God is sharpening it up like a threshing instrument. He has renewed us. And he's doing in this time and season, he says, I'm doing a new thing and we shall know it. And we're a part of that new thing that God is doing. And that's what I'm celebrating tonight, that we are a part of this new move that God is making in this time and in this season. Yes.
That is right.
Yes.
And you know what, Dr. Bird? To me, I believe this is a setup with all of us on tonight, because remember I was speaking to you about after the conference and everything that I wanted to have a prayer revival. You know, I want to be a part of this prayer revival where we're taking on with these natures, seriously, in prayer and in the will of the Lord. So we already know that after the conference, I want y'all to get ready, because we're going to use this platform that God has given not only to me but to all of us, that we will be heard all around the world, and that we will take this prayer revival till God say to end. We will keep it on going and keep it on going as he lead us, because we are in the...
You know, the enemy is trembling. The enemy is trembling, woman of God. I'm telling you, that's a strategic plan right there. The enemy is trembling.
because when the anointings combine together and hit that building, I'm telling you, concerning what God is saying and all that the enemy has been trying to do to oppress and to send back the work of God, when we get together like that in prayer, it says one chains a thousand and two put 10,000 to flight. And when we combine that anointing in prayer, I'm telling you, we're gonna shake hell. I'm telling you.
That's right. It's going down this weekend. I'm telling you.
I gotta tell you something, Prophetess. We have not talked. Did you hear me, Prophetess Owens? We have not talked. We are down to the last day, and Blaine is my witness. Steve Brooks had to pray me through. We had so much contingent at the hotel at the last minute. Do you hear me?
God.
Last minute. So you and I have not talked. You don't know nothing about the warfare today. But I went outside. I said, God, you said that those that put their trust in you shall never be put to shame. I said, Lord, whatever's got to be done, it's got to be done up in here because this conference is going down today. It's going down in this hour. And literally, I had Steve Brooks was calling and he was praying and warfare with me. Blaine was praying. And then finally, the woman actually laughed. Said something that a boss didn't say, but finally God sent us somebody who was a believer. You hear me? And that believer took care of business. Glory be to God. They tried to redo numbers and all kind of crazy stuff that wasn't in the contract. But glory be to God, everything is taken care of. Do you understand me, Prophetess? That's what I'm talking about. I'm bringing some accurate people.
I have here my prayer team. We came together today. And we were praying concerning the mission there. And I'm telling you, I felt an intense hit in the prayer. And I said, I don't know what's happening. I don't know what's going on. But I was saying it to her today. I said, there's a resistance in the spirit realm that was resisting us from coming there and from everything that we were trying to do to make things possible for us to be there. And I'm telling you, we had to stop. I had to call the prayer and I said, listen, we're going to stop for a moment and we're going to begin to intercede because the warfare became so intense. You could actually, was so thick, you could actually feel it. And I said, you know what, we're going to pray. And as soon as we began to pray, we sensed that resistance in the atmosphere as if we are not, it's not possible for us to be there. And I said, no. I know that God gave me a word. I know that the Lord has spoken to me concerning the meeting. And I know I see things in the realm of the spirit that will be happening. And I said, I know that God gave me something. So I said, God, but how can I be experiencing such a resistance in this life? And that's the word that I saw while I was praying. You said there's a great resistance in the spirit realm for us not to get there. And we began to bombard heaven with prayer. And I said, God, you have to make that way. I'm telling you. And just as soon as we came off in the prayer, I'm telling you, woman of God, I'm telling you, as soon as we came up, everything began to loosen up. I'm serious. Everything.
Thank you,
I mean,
Jesus.
The calls that we were waiting on, the suspense that we were being kept in, you know, in various different things, which I'll share with you when I see you. But we were held up in some stuff that we were wondering to ourselves, okay, this doesn't happen, then how is this going to happen? And we were just waiting. I said, God, but okay, I know I have to go. And I know these people are expecting me, and I know that you gave me a word. So now, if you have given me something, then I have to carry the package. Bye.
Yes.
I said, God, you have given me something to deliver. And I feel that weight in my spirit. I said, no. And I began to talk to him. I said, no, we're going to pray right now. And that was earlier today. It was about 5 hours ago.
That's
and I said, we're going to pray now.
That's when the attack hit us, 5 hours ago at the hotel.
About 5 hours ago. I said, no. I said, we're going to go into prayer, and we began to get down into the realm of the spirit and begin to break some stuff in the spirit. We began to break and to release things in the atmosphere. And right after, believe me, as I'm telling you, God is the witness. As soon as we came out of the prayer, not even 5 minutes later, the calls begin to come in, one behind the other.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father.
I said, thank you, Jesus. Oh, my God. Even now that I'm talking to you, who just came in for us to get here. She is dancing right now in front of me. So I said, what's going on? She's telling me that the person that we were waiting on to release them with something, they're on their way. To God be the glory.
To God be the glory.
To God be the glory. There's no stopping us. We're unstoppable.
Yay!
And you know what, Dr. Bird, remember yesterday I shared Tuesday. Remember Tuesday, Dr. Bird, I shared a testimony how my feet and stuff was swelling and I was going through all of these pops and the pills. And I said, it's been a couple of weeks that I haven't had any pain and took any pills. Do you know last night I'm out at dinner with celebrating my mother's 70th birthday. You know, we're out at dinner, and I looked down. I felt something going on in my feet, and I looked down at my feet. Do you know they were swelling up? And you know what I did immediately?
God.
I'm serious. At that table, I looked at my mama. I said, you know what? I said, do you know my feet now? I said, I done gave glory to the Lord on national radio how the pain and stuff, I hadn't taken a pain pill in 2 weeks. This is just what I told her. I said, and I haven't had no swelling in my feet in 2 weeks. I've been walking around with stilettos on for 2 weeks,
Jesus.
Still no swelling. Now I put on flat shoes and now my feet going to try to swell up. I said, the devil is a lie. And I took that right hand and I laid it on my feet. I said, in the name of Jesus, I said, I don't care what it looked like, what I'm looking at right now. These feet are flat. And
come
I said,
on,
and
come
I'm not, I'm not going to be popping these pills. And I am going to have me a ball this weekend in Jesus' name.
Oh, my God.
Thank you, Jesus.
God has something in store. God has something in store for her.
Them feet went flat. Do y'all hear me? I served notice on them feet. Them feet went flat. Seriously. And then this thing, I know my wisdom tooth tried to start that painting. Tried to go on with the painting in the tooth. And I went to banding that up. I said, you know what? I'm not going to deal with no pills this weekend. We're going to be pill-free. I've been pill-free for 2 weeks. And I said, ain't no way in the world that I'm going to go in this meeting popping pills. And
well, God, we are not smoking.
I said, the devil is a liar. The same God that kept me for these 2 weeks is going to keep on keeping me.
Come on.
Yes, Lord. I just want to encourage. I'm sorry, go ahead.
What I'm learning that even in our body, I know we go through, there's nothing wrong with taking medicine if you have to. But what I'm learning through this pain and all this stuff, you got to serve notice to your own body. And you got to get in that body and order that body to line up. Seriously, line up with that healing. We speak healing. But do we really believe that healing can take its course? And I am a believer. If I wasn't a believer before, I'm telling y'all, my cousin know what I've been going through, what I'm going through in my body. But in the past 2 weeks, seriously, we had a healing miracle had went on at the Hatton's Church. The man of God that died in the hospital and God rose him up off the grave. I'm telling you. You were there, prophetess. You caught the last night. And when I was there, told everybody. You remember that, prophetess? We had to walk around. We had to walk around and we grabbed his hand. And I don't know what happened. But when he grabbed my hand, I'm telling you, when I got home, I noticed something was going on in my feet area, in my back area. And
praise God. Oh, my goodness.
I went to that church on Sunday. Prophetess Hatton would tell y'all, normally when I go to church, I come in with them heels on, and I take them off, and I walk around all day with no heels on, and feet be swollen. I don't know what. You can't even see the bone in my feet, Holly. It be swollen. I'm telling you. But that Sunday, I had them shoes on. And when we was on live on radio, I thought, let me take these heels off. And then I kept feeling, no, I'm going to leave them on. We went to 3 services. And I'm telling y'all tonight, after that 3rd service, I looked down at my feet and I started laughing. And she said, what's wrong? I said, prophetess, my feet ain't swollen. She said, what? Yeah, you have had the shoes on. And I did it all through that week. I was wearing heels and walking in heels. And normally when I sit down for the radio, I do 2 hours. I'm sitting 2 hours straight, and I get off, feet be swole. But I praise God, and I'm giving glory again tonight that these feet are flat. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And I know what he can do. And we ain't even in the meeting yet. And healing is already going on. So I am expecting healing.
Hallelujah.
I'm expecting such a portion, woman. That will fall on us this weekend, that we will walk out not the same as we do, and that we will share testimony on Fit for the King page for days, seeing how God has blessed here and God is doing
yes.
here. We turn that page out into a miracle page. Let people know what God is doing.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Holy Ghost. You know, woman of God, we have not spoken, Pastor Sonny, we have not spoken in a while, and you and I know that we haven't spoken in a while. And believe
yeah.
it was on last night, I was just laying there, and I said, God, you know, and right before me, your health came. Right before me, your health came. And I said, God,
yeah.
I believe in you for no medicine. You need to get off all that medicine. Because
yeah.
it is God who will determine what will happen with your body. It's not the enemy that will dictate. And I begin to ask the Lord to release and to dispense what you need for that body. And so when you're
yeah.
testifying tonight, I say this to say, what I'm hearing you saying tonight is just a confirmation of what I was saying in my spirit concerning you last night.
Yeah. Yeah,
and I'm believing God with you that totally you will get off all medications. I'm really, really believing you for that. Because I'm telling you, I'm a living witness of God's healing power.
Yeah.
And
I know
he can do it for you. I know he can do that for you. Because he's keeping you for a reason. Remember, we used to have great times when I used to call before. And, I mean, many times that the enemy would try to afflict your body. And even though he tried to
yeah.
afflict, you were still standing. You were still pressing beyond what you felt. And many times you were there, even though you were online, you were not feeling well. And I was just like, wow, this woman is amazing. I used to talk to you and I used to tell you, I said, you know what? The enemy is trying to stop you so much. It's trying to muzzle your mouth from speaking, from having the radio station, but he doesn't know that you're unstoppable because this is not your work. This is the work of the Lord.
That's right. I know that's right. And you know what? You said something. He tried to stop my mouth, but he can't. I'm going to tell you that. He know that. He can't stop my mouth. I will still give glory. Woman, be or not, still will give glory. And
you better go ahead.
That's not how you give him a black eye. Keep on stepping and keep on speaking. I'm telling you, this thing here for this weekend, I'm serious. Men and women of God, I'm telling you, I feel such a move that is happening right now. We're not even there yet. That's why I said the atmosphere is already set, that when we walk in that building on tomorrow, seriously, when we walk in, the power of God will fall so heavy. I'm telling you that you will feel drunk. That's what I'm praying. Lord, when I walk in this building, let me get such a charge this spiritual battery of mine. I'm telling you, because we need a refreshing. We need a touch, not only a touch, but we need to bathe and soak in the power of the
Lord. I really don't want to go in too much.
This
you know,
meeting.
I don't want to go in too much because I know God is going to blow our minds.
And you know what else I'm believing, y'all? That as we are on the radio, that the power of God will just fall heavy and go through the computers. That's what I'm praying
yeah.
for tonight.
Come on now.
That
come on.
Yeah. That
I'm with you on that one.
The phone line. We're asking people to get in. We're asking to get attached. And that the power of God would touch down in Africa, that it would touch down in Hong Kong,
ooh.
Wherever they listen in. They will overflow the Facebook page and say, guess what God did? Through listening in,
yes.
through looking in, God did
I know,
this.
Yes.
Actually, Prophetess, that is a confirmation, if I may add, before you, and this is a confirmation to me that God is really flowing even right now as we're on live on the radio station. I just want to encourage the listeners all over the world that even if you cannot attend this conference in the flesh, be sure to watch online because God can still come through a computer, can still come through in any sort of way. I actually see one gentleman in particular listening even now. I'm hoping you're still listening, and I saw this a few minutes ago. God wants to say to you that even though you're sitting where you are, even though you cannot attend in the flesh, he can still come through. Touch you, just tune in, listen. God will still come through in all forms of the media that are out there at the moment. You know, And God really made a way for us to have the conference not only in a brick and mortar building, but also in the virtual world, you know, online. And I just thank God for giving us the right people, including myself, to make that happen. So whether you're in Africa, China, Hong Kong, no matter where you are in the world, be sure to tune in, because this is going to be a life-changing moment. I foresee this being a life-changing moment for quite a few people. Quite a few people. It's going to be a life-changing moment. And this is actually, this conference coming together is actually a destiny connection for some. Even those that are not attending, it's a destiny connection. God is going to reveal some things. God is going to reveal some things to those tuning in and even those attending the actual conference. So I'm just looking forward to seeing what God is about to do. And healing is definitely going to take place all over this weekend, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And also, Prophetess, if I may, I wanted to just encourage you. You keep wearing those heels and keep being fabulous, because God is healing you in Jesus' name, and no weapon formed against you shall prosper ever.
Amen.
I
know that's right. Dr. Marcus C. Brooks, is there anything you would like to say, man of God?
You know, sometimes it's just good to be quiet, man. You know, I'm just listening to everybody, you know, because I didn't have so much warfare since this came about. Let me see, I got bit by a brown recruit spider. And my arm looked like a golf ball the other day. And I looked like 4 days ago, and I looked at it today, and it's completely going down. The swelling gone out. Can't go to the doctor, anything. Something else, and I got a bad sinus infection out of nowhere. And then the other morning, one of my grandchildren put a glass at the bottom of the step. The Lord told me, he said, put your shoes on, son. I put on my running shoes. I run every day. And as I stepped down, I felt something under my foot, and the glass shattered into like 100 pieces. Then, while you're talking, the prophetess, Portia Orange, and talking, my grandson just came. My other daughter left today. We haven't seen him. He just told me, he said, Granddad, he said, my auntie in jail. So I'm just real quiet. I'm looking at the warfare. But also, you know, when the enemy stops the attack, you get real quiet and still so he can't find you.
Yeah. If I could just add something, I heard the Lord say, regardless of what spider it was to bite you, whatever the case may be, I heard the Lord say that spider was actually sent to kill you, and it didn't, because God's hand was on your life, because there's destiny involved here for you. And I just heard the Lord say that spider was sent to kill you, but it did not, because he had his hand on you.
Amen. You know what?
Amen.
That's a confirmation, because before that, after when you start talking, Blaine, and I was talking to Dr. Bird, I had a couple dreams two nights straight about two people trying to assassinate me. But, you know, I came out alive. So when I had those dreams, I know it's an attack. Let me try to kill you before you get back. But, you know, I thank God for this conference. I thank God for the woman of God, for the prophetess. I thank God for everybody that's aboard. The psalmist, I'm looking forward to hearing this man of God sing these sermonic solos to the Lord Jesus and causing his glory to come down. I'm just so glad that God would have had, you know, a gentleman pray for me. And Dr. Bird was saying some of the stuff that I went through, and Blaine prophesied, it was accurate. Something happened to me emotionally that was created by the devil to really literally kill me. But now, in this state of mind that I'm in, the attacks are so hellish, and it's can let me kill you at every turn. Then I'm looking at the hand of God, and I'm looking at my season is here. Because just before you walk into your season, calamity shows up to try to get you from reaching your destiny and your goal. And so what is it that the enemy is afraid of that we possess that he would want to kill us? He's afraid because we are glory carriers, and the glory is going to be released. When the enemy sends out all hell, he sends out every attack that he could send out. Then this tells me that this conference is not just any other conference. Oh, yeah, let me tell you something. I've been to convocations, okay, in Kojic. I've been to Dallas, Texas. I've been on the West Coast. And I've been in some moves, and ain't nothing happened. Folks shucking and jiving, ha-ha, Louis doing great and smiling. But you know what? There's ministries that's going to be born out of this conference. There's people who are emotionally crippled that's going to get healed in this conference. There are people that's going to come in hawk, withered, and lame, and God is going to hear them. Now, I ain't fooled with Saturday night, but let me tell Saturday night. I saw a glimpse of it, and I was looking at it, and I really didn't understand what was happening. God is going to come into that place. Anybody, you know how they said, and I think it's Chronicles, it said after Solomon had made 10,000 prayers and he paid 10,000 sacrifices, he said that the glory was so in the temple until when they came in, the priests couldn't minister in the temple. That means they couldn't do sacrifices because the glory of God was inside of the temple. The glory is going to start, and it's already here. This is a pre-glory, even on the radio, even on the blog talk. This is
Amen.
A pre-glory. Now, the glory, when we enter tomorrow night, is the kickoff point. It's almost like God is revving up the engine. But Saturday, I'm going to tell you what, and I ain't just saying because we're here. Saturday, folks going to get healed. Folks going to fall out of groups and chairs, and ain't nobody going to be touching nobody. I was in a meeting with Dr. Bird. I remember when I met her, I was on a 40-day fast locked up in the church. You remember that, Dr. Bird? Is she still there?
Yeah, I'm here. I do.
Yeah, we here.
I came out, and a man asked me to do a meeting for him, so I went over and did the meeting. Dr. Bird came. She brought an entourage of folks. And God reminded me of this. I watched for years, and I said years. I watched A.A. Allen, and I heard the testimony about the dead baby being raised. And I just kept saying, one day, God, one day, and I believe that. I remember Dr. Bird had did her praise dance, and she was just dancing around the church. And about 15 minutes after we were doing the altar thing, the man walked up to me, and he brought this baby. I thought maybe the baby, you know, had water head disease or something. I didn't know what was wrong with the little cat, you know. He looked droopy to me. He was dead. And the pastor took the baby, and when he found out the baby was dead, he gave the baby straight to me. Now, what am I going to do with a dead baby? I walked around, and all I could holler was, oh, God, and began to cry. I'll never forget this as long as I live. And that baby, while that baby was laying in my arms, I remember... I felt something move, and his little head started moving on my chest, and then his color came back. And I remember him crying, and I gave that baby to his parents. They called me the next week. They said he's no longer, they said he was retarded. There was like 26 days wrong with the baby. God healed the baby. What am I saying? That's the type of miraculous God we serve, and he's going to show up Saturday night. He's going to show up Friday night. But Saturday night, I guarantee you, if you come in any kind of way, messed up a man, you're going out straight. God's going to do some stuff. Because we have suffered. We have suffered. We have gone through. We have been proven. We have been beat. We've been ostracized. We've been dogged. And yet we still got to praise our mouth. This is our season now. I don't care what nobody say. This is our season. It's our time. God's going to do something. This girl has put a conference together. Is bringing people from all over. And all the people of the world, because I've been to some third world countries when I was in the service, and I remember when I first got saved in Germany, and I remember they had, what's Pat Robinson? What's the 700 Club? I remember people in third world countries that were Christians would go to the shortwave radio and little huts and houses and listen to the broadcast, just for hope. I'm telling you, this is it right here. I have nothing else to say. This is it.
Yeah, this is it.
This is it.
You are.
That's like that song, This Is It. Make no mistake where you are. The devil better not make no mistake where he is Saturday night, because this is it. This is it. And that spider, I read up on it. I haven't had convulsions. I haven't trembled. I haven't had a headache. I haven't had a backache. And I just looked at my arm, and I felt the lump, and it's just going down more and more and more and more. And I said, I'm going to go get some antibiotics. Even the little holes are supposed to open up. It won't even open up. It just closed tight. God.
Praise you, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
And, I think that there's a moment right now where the church has been looking for God's anointing, and God is not asking us to look for anointing, so the shift has to be in our mindset that we look for presence and not... The church has been so confused because anointing breaks... But the shift comes when God's presence comes in. You're talking about Shekinah glory, so the ministers can minister. The idea is the church, Satan is trying to get us so focused on the breaking of the thing. He's not trying to get us focused on the reconciliation of the moment.
Yeah.
And when we understand the moment, that's where wholeness comes in. So he stops us in church service, and he stops us in conference and convocation at the anointing, where it's everything's broken, and we focus on the broken and not what's about to come. And I believe in this moment on whether it's Saturday or Friday or Sunday or somebody's life, it's when we begin to stop letting Satan spill God's glory on the ground before we get there.
Mm-hmm.
And we need to understand the difference between open worship and broken worship. Harry understood, I'm not going to take the cap off and sort of spill things out at my own convenience, but I'm going to break it with the anointing. Strength that God has given me to break everything that's consuming my praise, to allow the fragrance of God to come into the moment. And when she did that, that is what provoked the whole room, where Judas and demons began to open up and say, isn't that worth more? We could have done something with that. But you can't do anything with anything that's given to God in presence. When his presence comes in, it causes things to be revealed so that you can deal with them. And when the things are revealed and we deal with them as the leaders of this group, as the people that are coming in, as this ordained function, that is when the shift comes. Because people are tired of just seeing anointed people, gifted people. They're going to be hungry after what the presence of God comes in. And when that does that, this is going to be the most, I use the word ridiculous, because it's going to dumbfound people to the point where they can't put their finger on it. And if it's revival, I shouldn't be able to contain it. We think we can contain revival. But I believe that this word shift is not just shifting, but it's a turnaround. When we get to the place of repentance, the presence of God brings us into his, pushes everything back from our lives and protects us from sickness, from death, from everything else, because he puts in the bridge. And he shuts it down. It's like a moat where he just pulls up that bridge. And I believe God's going to pull up people touching the world and functioning in the hell they've been functioning and pull them back into the moment of his grace and his presence. And when we see that, women are going to be broken. I'll be broken. I'll be moved out of that. And we'll be restored to the epic state of what God wants us to be restored to.
Yeah.
The same.
My God, I'm telling you, this is just awesome.
See here, death is the ultimate distraction. Ultimate distraction, completing the moment of what we're supposed to get to. So that's where Jesus says, death, where is that thing? Grave, where is that victory? I've taken that out of your moment. You can't even touch us with this thing. So even if you bite me, and even if you touch me, and even if you want to press on me, though I walk through the valley, not in the shadow of death, but walk in the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, no death, because I'm distracted even by that moment to take my mind off the sickness of this. I will push through, and I'll watch everybody uses Job in such the wrong way. It wasn't about Job. It's not about me. It's not about you. Job was in a place where God functioned in mocking Satan, because Job didn't ask for it, and people are going through hell thinking they're the cause. When God is saying, oh, did you consider my servant such and such? And so sometimes the things that come on us are for God to embarrass Satan, because he knows what you're going to give him praise for.
Yeah.
And if we would just realize that death is the ultimate distraction, when we come in there not fearing insecurities and not fearing what's happening, and we realize that we're fit for the king, that somebody cut us out perfectly to fit in his ring, that he's the most coveted moment, I believe that that's where the shift is going to come. That presence takes over death. And that we realize that the cutter, the Holy Spirit, has cut us in such a way to fit the epic ring that sits on his finger, the seal of approval, that when we come in and we're set in the moment and fit for the king, that's where not people's lives are going to be changed. People's lives are going to be renewed, and things are going to happen in such a function that people are going to say, you're the diamond of the king. You are chosen for this moment. He shaved your edges off in a night. You were supposed to die, but no, there's something on you. If I touch you, I've got God's presence on me. So the baby can't die. The baby has to come to life. You can't die. Yeah. You have to be in life. You can't be overcome by sickness and your feet not hurt because you've been fit for the moment. And the last thing is like, did they sin? Did his parents sin? No, this is for the glory of God. This is for the sparkling of the diamond in my ring when the sun reflects it, that it causes people to see my glory and come back to my friend.
My God.
That's all I have to say. I'm just saying. Because we got to figure out, it's not us, it's the Spirit speaking. So we can't look at Scripture through our personal experience. We've got to look at Spirit. We've got to look at through a spiritual experience.
Yeah.
Because it's not relative. There is no multiculturalism in Christ. That is one of the most ridiculous things I've ever heard, because it says we're die to ourselves when we become a new man in Christ. We become a new woman in Christ. So we become spiritual beings. So even if you're in Africa or if you're in China, you're not being touched by somebody by their hand, but the Spirit is there. Like the centurion said, just send your word.
That's right.
Just send your presence, and I'll be all right.
That's right. That is right. I'm telling you.
What I'm looking for is not anybody's anointing, not anybody's gifting, but what I'm looking for and what my position is and what the plumb line is and what the bridge and the crossover is the function of his presence.
That's right. That is right.
You don't want to be on the outside. You can walk in and be consumed by the glory of the castle, the awe of the paintings on the wall, the gold cups. But what you really want is access to the person.
Mm-hmm.
I really want to bow at your feet. Well, I went to his house, but he wasn't there. No, I don't want that moment. I want the moment where I'm in his presence.
Yeah. That's right. That is so right. Dr. Bird, are you still?
Yes, I am.
Did you want me you want me to pause for a minute and play something, or what? It's up to you.
Oh, no, it's hot up in here. No. Well, this is good. I'm sitting back like, wow, and the feast of the Lord is for real going on. I done had some ham hocks. I done had some black eyed peas. I done had me some salmon. I done had me some sirloin. You know, this is getting real good up in here. We ain't got to stop for no music. The music from
absolutely.
The heart of God is flowing up in here. So I can appreciate this tasty meal, because truly the feast of the Lord is going on, I tell you. We are throwing down up in here. And the conference ain't even started yet. But then again, I'm going to get that. I want to say this. You know, I have to acknowledge one thing. Everybody has said some powerful things, and some have touched on my heart. Brent touched on a lot of different areas of my heart, and as Prophetess Portia and Dr. C. Brooks have entered in and talked about being transparent of different things that's going on, I have to say that one of the things that happened yesterday for us, we launched off the e-blast that hit 20,000 people. Okay, so that's one. And along with all the other media outreach, God has released a clarion call in the earth.
Yes.
And with that clarion call can come some opposition. But I thank God that we are in position to move forward in the things he's called us to do. The goal here is his kingdom come, his will be done on earth as it is in heaven. We desire the mindset of God so that we move like
like he moves. We talk like he talks. We sing like he sings. We hear and we speak even as he speaks, because the mind of Christ dwells within us. And I'm so excited. You know, when you even think about each night, okay, first night, awakening a generation. Think about that. Awakening a generation with Prophetess Sharonda Turner from Phoenix, Arizona. The next day with Jill Janik. God, she was laying before the Lord, and the Lord told her the word encounter. Now, one thing that I think is very powerful is that most of our speakers, including Brent, all of them were on fast. I only had three to 4 weeks to plan this. I had been waiting since May, but the Holy Spirit kicked in and said, call this one, do this, do that. I didn't have a whole lot of time to do this. I had to move according to the leading of the Holy Spirit. So Prophetess Portia just came up a 40-day fast. Dr. Seifert's been fasting since he heard about it. Blaine and I have been seeking God, but what I'm saying is, when I think about how we were all on one accord, it's like an upper own experience, waiting on our next instructions, waiting on our direction, waiting for our insight. Almost everybody involved have been in some type of consecration. They have been in some type of sitting at the feet of God to hear from him, not knowing that in hearing from him for their own personal life, they are now in posture and position to pour out. From their belly shall flow rivers of living water to pour out upon the people. Okay, that's powerful to me. So we got Friday, again, awakening the generation. Jill got encounter. Okay? Now, mind you, in the middle of playing this concert, her husband was fine. All of a sudden, something happened to him. But she's yet posturing herself to minister to the Father that the encounter may come into the room. Hallelujah. So then we have the prayer storm. And then that night, when I had my sweetie is on the phone. I call her a silent power. People don't understand. See, I value intercessors that pray for you with a pure heart. You understand what I'm saying? There's a young lady on the phone. She is the assistant and administrator to Brent Taylor, our brother. And so when I was going through stuff, I'm telling you, it's important to have people around you that's connected to the Holy Ghost. She would text me, or she'll send me an inbox, and she'll say, be encouraged, or I love you, or say something powerful that she doesn't even understand how it helped me to stay waiting on the Lord. It helped me not to give up. But I'm saying, we were talking, and then the Holy Spirit quickened me to talk to the man of God who is here. He should be here shortly in Michigan. And then when I told you all, I went on a fast and I found Dr. Seabrook. These people were handpicked by the Lord. This is not my picking or choosing. Like when I taught, one thing I loved about Brent Taylor, when I called him, I talked to him and he said, let's pray. I was like, okay. And the one thing he said is, this is not about a personality. Lord, help us to be on one accord. This is not about pride. And I sit talking to each and every one, that is exactly how they feel. Even though none of them have met personally, this is the same prayer each and every one have prayed. Prophetess Portia, I called her because I was so overwhelmed with the needs in the body of Christ. I was crying one day. I said, God, we need you. What do we do? And I called Prophetess. I said, Prophetess, please pray for me. I have so many people around me that I love that are going through. I need help. And I heard the Holy Ghost say revival. Now, Prophetess Portia, she wasn't going to say nothing. I said, woman of God, I got to get you here. I have a conference coming up. She said, I just came off a 40-day fast. She said, I heard it too. She said, but she didn't want to intrude. She just wanted to wait on the Lord and see what God would say to me. And I'm telling you, so when we come Sunday for breakthrough, we can expect it. As Brent said, this is not about us. We decrease that he may increase in us. Our righteousness is 50 rags. Thank you, Jesus. The flesh won't even tarry in God's sight. This is not about us. Whatever we can do to get that encounter, to get that breakthrough, to help awakening, to help usher you into the glory of God, we are making ourselves, availing ourselves to the Most High God, that he will use us to help you get to that place. Because he's yet the answer. We got all kind of stuff going on in the earth today. But Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach, is the same today, yesterday, and forevermore. He's yet your answer. Ain't no other answer outside of him. Hallelujah. So I'm excited about it was so funny. Each one of them, God had gave me what to say. And they called me and said, well, what am I speaking? speaking on. I said, this is not a title. This is what God is saying is going to happen when you show up. This is a personality. This is a facet of God that we're going to see as you position yourself to allow him to operate through you. We're going to see awakening of a generation. We're going to see and we're going to have a tangible manifested experience of an encounter with God. We're going to be ushered in his glory. We're going to experience breakthrough. It wasn't a title. It was a release, a word, a sound, a release from the Most High God that this is what I want to do. And because you're going to allow me to do it, I'm going to do it for you. Because we have the faith to believe that God's going to do exceedingly abundantly above all we can ask or think according to the power that worketh within us. Gifts are stirred up. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And this is the time. This is, you know, my mother used to say something to me, very powerful, when God had blessed me to go on the Word Network last year. Different people said, girl, it's your time. But I couldn't get with that statement. You know why, Tanya? Because I didn't feel like it was my time. You know what my mother said, and I jumped all over her house. She said, I'm excited for God. I'm excited because this is his time. And he knows that he can operate in this atmosphere to show just another facet of him. I'm excited for God this weekend. I'm excited that he can have worship that's unbridled. You understand what I'm saying? Each worshiper I talk to, I beg them not to bring recorded music. I said, because I want unhindered worship. I want you to flow like the Holy Ghost leads you to flow. And they all were excited because that's how they worship. Mm. Oh, my God.
My God.
I have a quick question.
My God. You know, I thank God for this moment. I thank God for allowing us to be here on this line like this. I really do. I'm just listening in, and I'm just acknowledging and seeing some things that the Lord will be doing through that evening. And I'm telling you, I'm not trying to give the devil no heads up. And that's why I'm just sitting back and listening in, because he's going to get hit in a most unusual way. I'm telling you, he's going to get hit. Thank you, Jesus. I'm telling you, there are going to be so many breakthroughs, so many miracles, and I'm just thanking the Lord even as I'm here. You know, even after we came off that 40 days of fast, the Lord gave me the word for the ministry. I went back on a 3-day dry fast, and I said, God, you need to begin to minister to me. What direction will you take the people? What will you have me to say? And I'm just fasting. I'm really excited. I'm really excited on the fact that we're coming in on tomorrow by the grace of God to pray our flight, say a safe flight in, that the Lord will usher us in Michigan to be with you guys and celebrate the awesome work that God is about to do concerning your ministry, concerning the people's life that are there, the ones that are really going through. The Lord has something in store. And with that being said, I'm just giving him thanks because I know it's going to be great. It's going to be great.
Evangelist, Sarah is on the line. That's the young lady who I was talking to. I know she's quiet, but I want her to share what God has revealed to her because she shared some things with me. She's on the line. She's the assistant of Britt Taylor, and I don't know if she can talk, but she is on the line. I want her to share what God has revealed to her.
Go ahead. Yes.
Sarah, can you, is she available to speak?
Yeah, she's there.
Hi.
Yes, to ask her, can you repeat the?
Sarah, I just wanted you to share, sweetheart, some of the things that you have used to encourage me. This is Sarah Nicholson, you all. Wonderful, beautiful spirit. I just love this lady. So I just want you to share some of the things. I'm serious. I want you to share what God had gave you, what you feel is going to happen at this conference.
Oh, I'm so excited about this conference. I've been excited about it since the moment I messaged you and you told me that you were having a conference. I'm like, you're having a conference? I got to be there. And so I just feel like Saturday night for sure, because my heart is for the women. I just feel like God is going to restore so many relationships, so many marriages. He's just going to strengthen these women. They're going to come out a whole different person. They're not going to look in the mirror and be the same. They're not going to worship the same. They're just going to be taken to a high level. Even for myself, I know that I'm going home a whole different person. And so I'm just so excited. I'm already in the presence of God now. And so I just can't wait for tomorrow, and I know that by Sunday it's just going to be very powerful.
Amen. I know that's right.
I have a quick question. How many speakers are there? Hello?
Yes, we're here.
Hello?
You hear this, prophetess? I don't know what it. Oh, okay. They phones had dropped. I'm seeing where it dropped. But we're you're on and.
How many speakers in the conference
are still with us? Right here. Okay, you're still there. I think Prophetess Dr. Bird went off for you. I think she'll probably call back. I know she'll call back.
Well, actually, I need to go take care of some business regarding some graphics and other work. But I just want to encourage the listeners right now. I didn't mention this earlier, but for those that don't know, the message we had on Tuesday as well as the one tonight is available on iTunes and will be indefinitely. So both tonight and Tuesday night will be available on iTunes. They can also go to www.blaineirving.com. And on the Fit for the King page, they just click on the banner. On the Fit for the King page is all the live streams, including a link to your show, Prophetess, and a whole bunch of other interactive feeds and links. So I just want to encourage those who have iPhones, those who subscribe to podcasts, to go on the website and also go look up Fit for the King on iTunes. And they can listen to this part of the show as well as Tuesdays, and we're working on putting this weekend up on iTunes as well.
Yeah, wow, that's awesome. I see the work that's been going on. You've been busy. Wow. I saw the video, and it was so awesome. I shared it on Twitter and everything. I'm telling you, that's awesome.
Yes, well, God has really tapped into me to make sure that we get this word out all over the media and always. You know, we're also on, you know, there's been an ad going out on 1440 a.m. here in Michigan. And but I'm really looking forward to what God is going to do, but I just want to encourage everyone to go to the website and, you know, they can also listen to all the shows that you have done from there. The entire feed is embedded in there, and they can watch the video and listen to, you know, pretty much everything, and the live feed for the entire weekend will be on that page.
Okay.
All right.
Wow.
So
that's gonna be awesome.
I just want to encourage everyone listening right now. God bless you. I have to take off for a minute, but God bless you all. And remember to tune in on the weekend, even if you cannot actually make it to the conference. Make sure that you tune in and listen and watch the live feed, because God is going to do miraculous things this weekend. And we keep hearing about Saturday. Again and again and again, we keep hearing about Saturday. So make sure that you're there on Saturday.
All right. Well, God bless you, Blaine. We thank God for you, and I can't wait to see you tomorrow.
Oh, I look forward to seeing you all tomorrow, and all the other speakers and Brent as well. For those that are, you know, are listening at the moment, I have personally heard Brent sing and worship. And when he starts to worship and minister, it's like his voice penetrates the atmosphere. I mean, I had seen Brent up at Cobo Hall in Detroit, Michigan, and I wasn't really interested in being there all that much. I was kind of tired. But when that man started to worship, I was like, whoa, okay, something just changed. His voice literally penetrated the atmosphere.
That's right. Well, I can't wait to see him again myself, because I remember he was here for my God brother's birthday last year, and it was awesome. That's how I met him, and it was just awesome.
That man is off the chain. I just want to say that his assistant is lovely as well. She's such a sweetheart. I got an opportunity to meet her today. So all around the conference is going to be fantastic. So everyone, if you can make it, you know, even if you have to drive an hour or a couple of hours, try and get here. It's a life-changing experience.
That's right. Well, all right then, brother. Well, God bless you, and I'll see you tomorrow then.
All right. God bless you, prophetess, and I will see you this weekend for a fantastic.
Yes. Amen. I can't wait. I'm excited.
Amen. Well, God bless you all. You all have a wonderful night or morning, wherever you're listening in the, on the world.
So, all right. You too.
All right. Bye-bye.
All right. All right, y'all. So y'all heard it. It's going down, taking it back by storm. You will hear us live on tomorrow. Tomorrow through Sunday, you will hear us live. It's going down right in Novi, Michigan. And we just thank God for all of our callers that called in on tonight. We thank God for all of you that have listened in around the world. Like I said, links will be posted tomorrow all through the weekend where you can listen live and you will be able to, you all will be able to not only listen, but you will be able to see us. So we just want to say God bless you. We love you all for listening on tonight. It's been a great one. Stay tuned, like I said, tomorrow and early morning. I'm not sure yet, but I think we will have African Friday still. I'm not sure, but we do know that tomorrow night and all through the weekend, we're going to be live. Just look for the links and the posts to post up. Someone saying that, God bless. It looked like everybody went off the air, off the line, and so we just had a great time on tonight, and we're looking forward to having a great time throughout the weekend. So like I said, stay tuned. Links will be posted where you can hear us live from Novi, Michigan, and taking it back by storm. Always know that God loves you and that the angels of melody, the angel on deck, loves you too. Ending us off will be Mr. Push. Keep walking. God bless.
Dedicate this song to Jadon David Ayo. Welcome to planet Earth, young man. Mr. Push.
Listen to me, people. Whatever your journey is, keep walking. Don't give up on the way. God will give you the strength to carry on. Whatever your journey is, keep walking. Don't give up, because God is by your side. In the middle of the night, I will stand beside you no matter what you see. Deep down in the valley, or even up on the mountain top, even in the wilderness, my God will make that way where there seems to be no way. Don't stop, hold on to Him. He will see you through your hair. Whatever your journey is, keep walking. Don't give up on the way. My God will give you the strength to carry on. Whatever your journey is, keep walking. Don't give up, because God is by your side.
Listen to me.
My faith is ice, and it declares what it is today. It is never over until it is over. I am unstoppable, unmovable, unbuggable, unshakable. Cause patience brings possession. My tongue is the pain of a ready writer. Whatever my journey is, I'm still holding on to the word of the Most High God. Oh my God, child. Oh my God. If you care for the spirits in the air, I'm convinced that I can sing it one more time. confession brings possession. My tongue is a pen of a ready writer. Whatever my journey is, I'm unstoppable, unmovable, unbuggable, unshakable. Play this song for me. Play this song for me. Of my path, yes you do. You guide me all the way, yes you do. And no matter what I see, no matter how I feel, no matter what I'm saying, you tell me I can move on, and I can move on. If I hold on to you, it's as well with my soul, it's as well with my soul. I love to sing you. I love to sing your praise. I won't give up, I won't give up, I won't give up now. Because God is by your side.
He thought it was over.
Don't you give up now. Keep moving on. Keep holding on. Keep trusting God. He will never let you down. No matter what you see, no matter how you feel, no matter what you hear, keep on moving on. La 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 la. It is well. It is well. It is well with my soul today. It is well, it is well with my soul today. It is well,